Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Today we'll be talking about the Boston Light and Gawler Football League's medal, which is on next week, and some of the favourites. Who are your favourites, Rick? You've been to seen most of the teams this year.
Well, yes, I've seen them all. Gee whiz, it's a very even. There's no standouts as far as I feel. Probably the biggest name of all, of course, is Brad Mercer. But whether full forwards win medals or not is another question. I guess Gawler Central may finish up taking a number of votes away from each other because they've been so successful. I've got a bit of a soft spot for Charlie Molyneux, who is, you know, in the middle. He's got that sort of wavy hair, etc. And he's a very good player. He gets lots of the ball. And maybe if I was putting in a third one for Gawler Central, it would be Craig Taylor, I think.
Yes, it's an interesting point you make, but they are undefeated, so they're going to get the bulk of the votes. And over the past 2 years, they've supplied the medals. Last year it was Jason Blakemore, who's missed a few games this year and probably won't be up there. But I feel it's going to be a low count. And with that, Brad Mercer could become the first full forward to actually win the medal.
Well, that's a fair call, because undoubtedly you'd think that the games where he's kicked, you know, 10 or more goals and eight or nines, you'd think he'd pick up at least one or two, even if he didn't get BOGs for those. So, and he's done that a fair few times. So if you're right and it's a low count, then he must be in with a big chance.
Well, I figure 15 votes may be able to win it. And there's a smoky from Gawler Central would be Ben Walter, who won the B grade medal last year. He's had an outstanding season. He went down to Central District and played a reserves game as well. So he's one to keep the eye on. You look at a team, the other Tigers, like New Eupta. They have a season from hell this year, only winning the one game after being undefeated premiers last year. But there's been a couple of guys there. Tim DeMasi and Dylan Ribbons have both been reasonably consistent and in the best players on a regular basis.
Yep, I'd go along with you there. It's strange, given that they have only won the one game for the season, that I've actually seen in my role as a reporter, I've seen them play numerous times, and both those guys, DeMasi and Ribbons, have played well on all occasions. So given that you've got a team that hasn't performed well and you've got a couple of guys outstanding, they're likely to pick up a few votes, I would think.
Unfortunately, though, they'll probably be stuck with like the odd one vote here and the one vote there, because a lot of their losses have been by 10 goals plus. I think they'd be fairly out of the equation. What about Kapunda? Now, they've been a surprise packet this year. They did get bundled out of the first semi, but Justin Sanandrea has been a fairly reliable forward for them. Cam Matters is a very surprise packet after he came back from Central Districts and played most of the season. And Brad Valentine's been a rock in defence.
Yep. Well, again, I think you've nailed it. If there's anyone from Kapunda, I think it's amongst those three. And Justin certainly has kicked quite a good number of goals, particularly in the second half of the season. And for some reason, I like the way Valentine stands out on the field. Whether the umpires think the same is another question, but he could be an outside chance, I guess.
What about South Gawler? I mean, they haven't had the best season. They've been a finalist for the last 3 or 4 years, but unfortunately this year they went down the ladder. But they've had some good kids come up. Jackson Dare has been up in the medal count over the last couple of years, but I don't think he's had as much impact this season. And Matt Foldersley was reported, so he's out of contention. So who would you suggest what might be their best hope?
Well, I think Jackson Dare probably is their best hope. Marcus Beru might get a few votes, but I think the cupboard after that's pretty bare. I don't think, to be honest, and for their sake, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think too many of them are going to collect too many votes, I think, from South.
Okay, now, what about Angaston? Angaston, again, another team that's underperformed compared to the rest of the competition, only won 4 or 5 games. Who have you seen as their best prospects?
Well, I think, you know, if I was picking their best player and for their own club for the year, I think I'd pick Jack Miles, but there's nothing that says I'm right. Tyler Saunders might get a few votes. After that, I'm not too sure about that there's any other outstanding players consistently over the year.
Now, Jack Miles, captain of the club, he's missed one or two games, but he's obviously been in the umpire's eye around the middle, so he may poll well, but I don't think he'll get more than about 10 votes. Freeling, another club sort of on the outer, only won the one game, but John Boxer has been an elite performer for them, and he will poll votes, and he'll get the two votes in games and the third preferences, because he's just been outstanding almost every game.
I couldn't agree more, and particularly in the second half of the year, he's outstanding in not only his football skills, but he's got flair. He's almost like a magnet. You can hardly take your eyes off him. He's dynamic. And I would be very surprised if he doesn't get a fair few votes, actually.
What about Tanunda? Who are your fancies for Tanunda? They're a much improved team. They've grabbed the double chance, and they've beaten Barossa and Kapunda. The only nemesis for them is Bengala Central.
Yes, they've done very well, and I've seen them quite often. I really like the skipper, Ben Schiller. He, in the midfield, he's been well served by Angus Coutts. And getting the ball down to him. Nathan Peterson-Gray, I reckon, will do pretty well. But I would reckon that Ben Schiller would be the bloke who will get the most votes at Tanunda.
Yes, and his brother Tom's back in the side, but missed most of the year. They're a good pair of brothers for Tanunda, and Kurtz would be a medal chance on his own as well. He's dominated when he's worked. Lee Westhoff has always been up and about, and he's had a reasonable season as well.
He has. He's played very well in just about all the games that I've seen them play. Whether the roles that he's played, which more often than not has been in defence, whether that's going to attract enough attention to collect threes. He may well pick up ones and twos occasionally. And Jake, Jake Snowden might be an outsider as well, but... Yeah, I think Schiller, Peterson-Gray and Kurtz would be the three major vote winners for the Magpies, I would think.
Now, with Barossa, they've got four league experienced players with Darren Chilabeer, Todd Miles, Bed Cummings and Obstey, the coach, Alan Obst. So who do you fancy out of those quartet?
Well, I've been lucky enough to see them quite often this year as well. And to me... the two standouts have been Chilabeer and Todd Miles. Todd Miles gets his hand on the ball so often, it's almost predictable what's going to happen. And Chilabeer has always been reliable. I reckon they'll do. I think they'll poll very well, unless, of course, they take votes away from each other.
And the last but not least, Williston. I mean, the start of the year, Joshie Glenn was... Was almost lay down Missouri to win the medal with his first half, but obviously injuries and lack of form sort of cost him a little bit in the second half. And Ash Fry has been very consistent all year for them.
Yes, Josh Glenn was outstanding early. The other guy there that you haven't mentioned yet is Stuart Ferenczi. He is very... he's an outstanding footballer and has done very, very well for Williston when they... particularly when they begin to fall apart, as unfortunately they have quite often during the season. Whether he attracts umpires' votes because he's pretty rough and tough is perhaps a question. I think... the three that we've now mentioned, Glenn, Fry and Ferenczi, and probably Tyson Earlham, is an outside chance to pick up a few as well. He's played some good games.
Yeah, he's a young fella coming on. So overall, my fancy would probably be Brad Mercer if it's a low count. If it's not, maybe Todd Miles or Angus Kurtz.
All right, you're forcing me to go for an out. If I've got to name one player, I'm going to go for Darren Chilabeer.
Oh, well done. Now, let's change tact and go to the AFL, who's picked a squad for the team of the year. Now, you've been a Port Power supporter. You've seen Robbie Gray quite a bit, and I was a little bit surprised to hear he didn't even make the squad of 40 where they're going to pick it from.
Well, it was quite staggering. I can understand where the majority of players have come from the sides that are in the top eight, and... Adelaide, in fact, have got more than anyone, only by one to Greater Western Sydney. For Robbie Gray not to make the top 40 players, it's going to be reduced, obviously, to 22. I just find staggering. What I think is more interesting even than that fact is that there is also a different group of people altogether known as the AFL Coaches Association, and they use a points system and then pick players in particular positions. And Robbie Gray was picked in the starting 18 on a half-forward flank. So it only goes to show the more people you've got, the more opinions you're going to have and the greater the variation. But for the AFL crew not to include Robbie Gray in the best 40, I find a bit hard.
Well, there's that opportunity for you to get that off your chest. And that's the good thing about our show, that we can do little opinion pieces every now and again. Well, thanks for your time again there. It's been great. I'm Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drew.